This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In this segment, we talk about stupid people doing stupid things. Clint, would you like me to go first or would you like to go first?
You got it, man. Shoot.
Okay, I'll lead off today. I think the key when you are, when you're a dumbass, and you get into trouble. By the way, this is a Florida story, B-Mac. If you can get me the old banjo, if you can cue up the old banjo, the Deliverance banjo, that would be optimal. Thank you, sir. Florida always gets this treatment. Which, by the way, you should know, Clint, if you ever do a Florida story, don't hesitate. They're not my banjos. They're our banjos.
Okay,
we share the banjos, yeah. This story takes place in Florida, and I think a key thing when you're a dumbass and you're stupid enough to get caught, you know, doing drugs, dealing drugs, whatever it is you're doing, the key thing is not to pile on another crime on top of that. Like, trying to limit it to one criminal activity. Rose Mae Dawson, age 30, and if I'm reading all three of her names, we know her government name is in this story, and that means she got caught at whatever it is she's doing.
Sure.
You know, I know if there's ever a story about me that says Sean Thomas Pendergast, it's either I got caught at something or I died. It's in my obituary, one of the two. Her name is Rose Mae Dawson. She was arrested Thursday in connection with a prior burglary of an automobile. She was nabbed during a traffic stop in St. Petersburg. However, in addition to the burglary rap, Dawson was charged for driving with a suspended license and possessing marijuana. Two small bags of pot were found in her vehicle. So she got dinged for three different things. It didn't end there, unfortunately. You would hope that it would just end with the one incident. But cops transported Dawson to the Pinellas County Jail, where corrections officers conducted a search. They did a search,
sure.
You know, full cavity search, I would imagine, you know, something pretty disgusting like that. And they, through that search, found cocaine that was hidden under her wig.
Huh.
The cocaine discovery resulted in two additional felony charges on top of the three charges she already piled up against Dawson: narcotics possession and introducing contraband into a detention facility. She got locked up in lieu of a $12,300 bond. That's not that bad, actually, considering all the transgressions. Today was her court hearing. I don't know how it went, but she was convicted early. By the way, the two small baggies of cocaine were under her wig and were pasted onto her scalp. So they weren't
she
just under the wig. Like,
right.
She slathered some super glue on there and stuck them to her actual head. She was convicted earlier this year of a misdemeanor charge of failing to have her daughter attend school. So she's a mother. She subsequently violated terms of her probation after her daughter continued to rack up unexcused absences. That is actually no joking matter. We can joke about what a dumbass Rose Mae Dawson is, but that there is a kid who's piling up absences in school, bad thing. She admitted the probation violation, ordered to pay $165 in fines and court costs. A May 14th collection notice indicates that she had not, quote, satisfied the fine in full or entered into a payment plan with the clerk's office. With all due respect, if you need a payment plan for $165, you probably want to stay clean.
Stay clean.
There's a better plan than getting into the drug trade.
That always baffles me, and this is somewhat not funny, but I've had buddies or you know, guys that play at different universities that I follow,
yeah.
And it's like the guy gets caught with drugs or a gun or something, and he had a broken taillight. Like, I can't wrap my head around doing that kind of thing, carrying a gun. Well, now I guess now you can with a permit, but carrying a gun or drugs and all that. But if I were going to do those things, I'll be damned. I would check my taillight.
Yeah.
I'd make sure my taillights wasn't blown out.
Right.
Or, you know, I mean, you just go, how are my headlights or something? How
Why
does
provide
that
the gateway?
That it's always bad. If I ever do get in trouble for anything like that, I don't ever want the story to start out with, so Clint Sterner gets pulled over for a busted headlight.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, he had 8 ounces of coke and all
right,
this
right,
and that.
Right, right, right. Yeah, meth pasted to his head under his wig.
Yeah, I got no. Never mind the two hookers and the cocaine, but I had a busted headlight.
That would be the real tragedy, Clint, if you had two bags of cocaine pasted to your scalp under your wig, because it would mean that that beautiful head of hair that you had, that something wound up happening to
that would
either
be
voluntarily
tough.
Or involuntarily.
If I go bald,
because you have a delightful head of hair. I just want to let you know that.
If I go bald, I'm probably sick, so don't make fun of me.
No, I yeah. And the cocaine is there medicinally.
Right, right. It's hell. I'm on my last leg anyway,
there
man. It's time for me to get
let
loose.
Let me have my good time, man.
It's time for me to get loose. Oh, man.
All right, what do you got, buddy?
Ooh, man, mine comes. It's a report from the L.A. Times. I'm going to kind of go backwards on this one. I don't want to read the heading or anything like that because it'll give
away.
Away.
Yeah, no, you don't need to read the headline, yeah.
It's a little football related. High school coach.
Okay.
This high school coach is dismissed from his job in early August.
Okay.
Now, he was dismissed for several reasons.
Okay.
But as you read through, there's one thing that went unreported. And as we can, I tell you another thing, I don't know exactly how to go about things, but I know if I were a high school coach or a college coach or an NFL coach, I would report
everything you knew.
So this guy gets canned, right? All this kind of stuff. He gets canned. And it comes out that there was a water incident at practice.
A water?
And I'm not going to use your term because I don't want to take credit for it, but it was
like
great.
Super soakers? Like they were shooting water guns
at
each other.
Well, apparently the players or a couple of players spiked the water at practice with male enhancement.
Oh, I was going to say it with Everclear. Oh, they put boner juice in there?
I don't know. It's one of those things, man, where you go, boner's going to forever be a funny word. I mean, I don't know if that's probably politically incorrect and all that. Sorry, ladies. But, I mean, to me, when I hear that word, I immediately left. He used that word in the rundown. It was great. So, anyway, this coach, these kids did it. The coach found out. And he did not report it. So he's already been fired. He's already guilty of an X number of things to get him fired, obviously, in the state of California as a high school coach. And then this comes to light. The parents are coming to find out there were no parent complaints. Feel safe, parents out there, if your kids ever found something of your husband's or found something, a stray male enhancement drug of any kind.
Random blue pill floating around in the drawer.
Apparently the kids drank this water, but there were no parent complaints. This is why it flew under the radar. There were no parent complaints. The school police were not involved. No testing of the alleged contaminated water took place.
Yeah, they dumped it out, right?
Well, obviously we don't keep water around after practice, right? We dump it out, we move
on.
High
schools don't keep it as a precaution? You know, just in case this water was spiked with something, we're going to hang on to it.
Right, I bet that water got dumped out pretty quick.
Yes.
At the end of the day, though, here's what the important part of it, right?
Okay.
It remains unclear what exactly the effect was, but the male enhancement drugs would have had an effect on the football team from a blood pressure standpoint. It could have affected
a certain area of their body. There would have been high blood pressure.
Right. So young fellas out there, stupid people doing stupid things, all due respect. If you're going to put something in the water, take a note from, what movie was that, Varsity Blues or one of those? You ever seen Hollywood Nights, the old movie back in the day?
Once.
Hollywood Nights, the old boy peed
They spike the water.
They spike the punch at the party. I mean, do something along those lines. Don't go to putting drugs in the water.
No.
I mean, people can get in trouble. Coaches get fired. Obviously, something could happen.
Well, especially that drug. I would think that drug is not going to be conducive to playing football better.
I don't know.
Guys are going to be running around like a tripod.
I don't know, man. It gets
that
blood
flowing.
They're
going to be waddling around. They're not going to be able to move. You can't go left foot,
like
right
a tripod.
Foot.
Listen to this guy.
With a uniform.
Like a tripod.
With a uniform on.
I've seen you
on.
Naked in the showers. It ain't no tripod. It might be a light switch. It ain't no tripod. I've seen you in the showers, bro. Get out of here. No, I'd imagine that stuff. I'm not talking about me necessarily.
I'm just saying, you know. These strapping football players.
Hey, I'd imagine that stuff gets that blood flowing pretty good. Get them old boys rolling.
That's what I'm saying, You met one guy after the game, he's like calling up Coach. Coach, it's been this way for 4 hours.
Right.
What am I supposed to do?
Sorry,
call a doctor. It's what it tells you to do in the commercials.
Sean, I don't know if that necessarily fits, if my delivery of that necessarily fits into all due respect, but high school coaches, high school players spiking water with melon hand. I couldn't pass up the opportunity.
Yeah, no, Clint, first of all, your delivery is unique to you. So if you want to take any all due respect story you take, they're here to hear Clint Sterner tell the story. They're not here to just have somebody read the story to them.
I like it.
So it was awesome. It was a great job. And the light switch comment just cemented the whole thing.
There you go.
That was great.
I mean, you start talking about boner juice, you never know what's going to happen
in
this segment.
All right, that was all due respect, stupid people. taking boner juice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.